So Chicago is full of places that take your breath away, from gilded lobbies to verdant parks and eye-bending skyscrapers to glorious sacred spaces. Jeffrey Bear has seen a lot of these stunning locations while exploring the Chicago area for his WTTW documentaries, and his latest special takes you even further into the most beautiful places in Chicago. Streaming now on WTTW.com/beautifulplaces. Now, it's been a long time since I've seen this guy at WGN Radio, and right now Jeffrey Bear is with us in studio. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. It's a good thing that you've got me facing with my back to the windows, because you have got a view. Talk about one of the most beautiful places in Chicago. Yeah. What floor are we on?
We are on the 18th floor.
Right out along the Chicago River, very close to them. I'm looking out on the lake through that window behind you, but behind me is like the whole skyline, and I'm glad I can't
it's
see
amazing
it.
Up or here.
I would not be paying any attention in this interview.
What I loved is you walked into this building, and I want you to talk just really briefly about this building. You were noticing some columns in the building, and they made some adjustments to the columns, and you're like, why did they do that? I mean, why? Seriously.
Well, so this is a building in the style. I don't know if this building was actually designed by Mies van der Rohe or not, but he's, you know, the father of the modern glass and steel box, and this whole complex where WGN is located, which is Illinois Center,
right?
Like right along the river.
303 East Wacker.
There you go. This is a very, what we would call, Miesian building, very, you know, spare, dark glass and steel kind of box. But there are these grooves in the columns at the base of the building, and whoever just redid the building put these real blingy, like reflective strips down the middle of these columns, and I just said, oh my God, Mies would be rolling in his grave. That is not minimalism.
I love what you see, though, when you walk into a building. It's very interesting. Yeah, you know?
It's obnoxious.
So almost 35 years with WTTW. Now, what number special is this? Is this 35, 36, 40? I was trying to count.
Yeah, I've lost
count. It's got to be close.
No, it's because, you know, for my first... I started at TTW in 89, but I didn't do anything on the air. I didn't do a show on the air until 1995. So, you know, that's when these the shows where I give you sort of a tour of something in Chicago.
Right.
That we started with the river tour.
Yes.
So much changes along the river over time that we've actually remade
it.
That show twice.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's probably approaching 30 shows that
it's
I've
amazing.
Done.
Amazing. You know, and I have to imagine over all these years and you doing this and you also just walking through our city, every tour, every special, there's got to be something every time that you say, wow, this is really breathtaking. This is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that's where the idea for this show came from.
Yeah.
That and also, you know, just when I take people around the city, or if I still give tours for the Chicago Architecture Center on the river. But when I'm, you know, when I'm taking people around Chicago, visitors, the original thought was that came to me is I always kind of end with taking people into the cultural center under that Tiffany Dome in Preston Bradley Hall with the twinkling mosaics. And people are dumbstruck. They just cannot believe their eyes. And I realized, you know, there are so many beautiful places that I've, you know, found over the years as I've been doing these programs on WTTW. How about putting them all in one show?
Yeah.
And hopefully also finding new ones that I didn't know about.
Right.
I guess that's where it started. It started with this idea of visual beauty.
Now, you talked about Preston Bradley Hall. Is that one in this special?
Well, so...
That's why there's got to be a two and a three.
Spoiler alert. we filmed this show last summer.
Yeah.
It's now available for streaming on WTTW.com/beautifulchicago. We filmed it last summer, and we filmed so much.
Yeah.
And in particular, we got a lot of really wonderful interviews with these wonderful people who really they're part of the beauty, you know, the meaning of these places to them. And we sat down and I sort of put it all together into a script, and my producer was sort of heartbroken because she's like, everybody's only getting like 3 sound bites. We got a half an hour interview with this person and that person. Can't we give them 3 or 4 minutes, you know? And our head of production said, well, what if you break it into two shows?
Oh yeah, or more.
So
yeah.
Well, so that's what we're doing. We've shot enough to make two shows.
I love that.
So the first show is available online. The second one will debut in the fall on WTTW. There will be a sequel.
I love that. And
Preston Bradley Hall is in the second show.
Because I was going to talk about the fact that you talk about the Tiffany ceiling in Macy's, which every time my kids and I, we still call it Marshall Fields, go in that building, whether it's at the holidays or whatever, we always walk in. You know, it's this 6,000, you know, square foot mosaic that I think just stuns people that it's in the middle of the store.
If you go up to the cosmetics counters at Macy's, previously Marshall Field State Street store, and you're just at the cosmetic counter, you might not look up,
right?
But because it's five stories over your head in an atrium,
yeah,
six stories maybe. So, but if you look up there, you're just like, that's another one of those places. Your jaw drops.
Jaw drops.
And it's this twinkling mosaic. And it really recalls the days of, you know, Marshall Field was a big innovator in the, you know, now the department store has sort of faded.
Yeah.
But in those days, it was the height of glamour.
It's true.
To be in a department store. And they competed with each other, these department stores, to make the stores as glamorous and as inviting as possible. Another one in our show is what used to be Carson Peary Scott, now Target, Estate in Madison.
Sullivan.
And Louis Sullivan, right? Mm-hmm. The great innovator of architecture in the turn of the 20th century. And the whole base of that building is just this like profusion of cast iron swirling gorgeous ornament, highly original.
Yeah.
And again, that was actually prior to Carson Peary Scott. It was the original client was the Schlesinger and Mayer store, is what it originally was.
Oh, okay.
And Sullivan had designed these. You know, he wanted the windows to be like picture frames, framing, you know, gloriously framing the merchandise and the entrance, that sort of cylindrical entrance that you go through with all that amazing ornament that was the glamour of shopping in a department store.
And I don't even know if anyone ever called it the Carson store, but that the Carson building, but that's what I always kind of picture as, because I remember the old logo that was up there. It's Target. Part of it is Target right now, right? Yeah. Well, this is radio. You can't see them, but we can talk a little bit about them so you can go watch a special and see them. We're talking to Jeffrey Bear, Mr. Chicago from WTTW, on his latest special, The Most Beautiful Places in Chicago, streaming now on WTTW.com/beautiful places. And there's more when we come back here on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. Jeffrey Bear from WTTW. He's been there almost 35 years. You know him as the ultimate Chicago tour guide. To me, he's Mr. Chicago. His latest special is now streaming, called The Most Beautiful Places in Chicago. And just back to Preston Bradley, the museum used to be in the Chicago Cultural Center.
Your museum.
The Museum of Broadcast Communications. And we used to have the Radio Hall of Fame in that hall. And I had never been in there all my life, except when I joined the board in 2003. And I looked up and I thought, wow, there are so many undiscovered places in the city that the general public doesn't even know about. And I think this special is a great introduction to some really unique places.
Well, that's always a part of my work on WTTW. You know, people, I call it the I never knew that phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know, people say that all the time to me. I've walked past that building all the time, and I've lived here all my life, and I never knew that.
Yeah.
And I discover things, all the time. In fact, that's some of the most fun for me is somebody will show me, tell me something, and I'll think, I never knew that. That is mind-blowing, and I want to put it in a show, you know?
A mosque in Streamwood. Didn't know about that one, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the things in this program that we have is a lot of beautiful sacred spaces. They're all kind of lumped together in one chapter of the show. And I wanted to make sure we represented as many faiths as possible.
Yeah.
And I've featured various different mosques in our shows over the years on WTTW, but I'd never really found one that was visually like dazzling.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot about Islam, so I didn't know if modesty of design was a sort of a tenet of Islam, so maybe there wouldn't be one that was particularly ornate. And we had an intern create a database of all the Islamic sites we could find in the whole Chicago area, and I just started Googling. I started going to all these different Islamic sites, and I landed on this Beit al-Ilm Mosque.
Yes.
In Streamwood.
I'm glad you pronounced it, because I couldn't, but yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I just couldn't believe my eyes. The beauty of this space, with the incredibly intricate tile work, and in Islam, you know, you don't which some other religions do too, you don't ever create ornament out of human or animal forms, right? There's no statues of people or pictures of people. So what they do is they create a beautiful ornament out of calligraphy from the Quran. And so this thing is just like in just every surface has this beautiful tile work with all this very elaborate calligraphy from the Quran. There's a beautiful dome in the ceiling. It's amazing. Beit al-Ilm Mosque out in Streamwood.
And by the way, Jeffrey is also open to hearing from you on what do you think the most beautiful places are. You can do that.
So that's something. So the title of this show, The Most Beautiful Places in Chicago, is intentionally provocative, right? Did we really find the right. most beautiful places in Chicago?
Yeah.
Of course we didn't. I mean, there's there's an infinite number of them. So we really wanted to start a conversation. And so if you go to the website, wttw.com/beautifulplaces, there is a place on the website where you can contribute your own suggestions for a beautiful place that you love and post a photo. And, you know, we're very interested in getting that conversation going and people seeing other people's ideas. And, you know, we're not the arbiters of every beautiful place in Chicago.
Now, before we jump into these other places, you have an audio tour that anyone can take with you on your phone and visit any of these places. And while you're in it, you're going to hear your voice telling the story, which is really cool.
Yeah, well, we wanted, and actually we added some other places in the audio tour as well that people can visit. Again, we really, you know, at WTTW, we don't want people to just passively sit and watch. You know, we want people activated and out in the community and exploring. And so, if another feature of the website for this program, The Most Beautiful Places in Chicago, the website is wttw.com/beautifulplaces, is an audio tour. And so you can take that with you on your phone or other device and just go to any of these places. And there's like a 3-minute little spiel on there where I tell you where to look and what things to explore.
Right.
And I think it's all the places in the show, but then there's really at least a half a dozen other ones that are not in the show that we're also inviting people to explore.
Yeah. One of my favorite places that you feature are these iron staircases in the Rookery building. So this is Burnham and Root.
The Rookery is this stone pile, this beautiful Moorish, very heavy stone-looking building at the corner of Adams and LaSalle.
Financial district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or used to be the financial district.
Well, yeah. true. Yeah,
we're concerned right now about LaSalle Street, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So you go in through this big stone arch and then you go into the center of the building and woof, it just opens up into this skylit, beautiful two-story glass atrium. So that's original to the building, the atrium space. That's from Daniel Burnham and John Welborn Root. But in its original design from the 1880s, and this is really just at the dawn of the skyscraper era, it was what architecture critic Blair Kamen in our program calls a Victorian birdcage. So it had these very fussy light fixtures and very ornate iron columns and this sort of lacy dome. And he's really within about 20 years, maybe less, within maybe 10 years, it was already starting to feel dated. And so they wanted to modernize it. So they brought in the new hotshot young architect, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
And he was very respectful of the original idea of the lobby, but he basically reclad the lobby in these amazing marble panels, white marble panels, painted everything white, took away the fussy light fixtures, put in more modern urns and light fixtures and things. And then, of course, the debate when it was restored, maybe 20 years ago, maybe a little more than that, was, geez, so you've got this historic lobby from Burnham and Root, and it's underneath this also historic lobby from Frank Lloyd Wright. What do you do? Yeah. So they decided to restore the lobby to the Frank Lloyd Wright. What happened during, I'm going way off here, but during World War II, when you had the fear that, you know, the enemy would be dropping bombs on cities, all these buildings that had these atriums or domes had them tarred over, blackened, so that planes from the sky couldn't see a dome.
Wow.
And, there, and we're going to drop a bomb. So, so they had these blackout drills. So all these beautiful lobbies
were
roofed over.
Yeah,
Same with the cultural center.
Right, yes, they just did fix that.
Yeah, roofed over. And actually, that two-story lobby in the Rookery, they put a suspended ceiling in there. So it became a one-story lobby.
Oh, man.
Just really uglified the whole thing. So when it was finally, they were going to restore all of that 20, 30 years ago with the amazing restoration architect Gunny Harbo. They took it back to the lobby to the Frank Lloyd Wright era, and the rest of the building to the earlier Burnham and Root era. But they removed one of Wright's marble panels from one of the columns in the lobby, so you can look inside and still see the earlier iron column from Burnham and Root.
We're talking to Jeffrey Bear, Mr. Chicago from WTTW, on his latest special, The Most Beautiful Places in Chicago, streaming now on WTTW.com/beautiful places. And there's more when we come back here on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. Jeffrey Bear from WTTW. He's been there almost 35 years. You know him as the ultimate Chicago tour guide. To me, he's Mr. Chicago. His latest special is now streaming, called The Most Beautiful Places in Chicago. All right, so Pinktown Park. Mm-hmm. That's not one I've heard of, seen before.
Oh.
So just as much as you say you love discovering new things, I think that's what you're bringing to the viewer as well, is, again, you know, I'm not all over the city every day, every moment, and you find these just really unique places that maybe somebody's never seen before.
Yeah, so this is in Chinatown.
Yeah.
And this is a part of the show, The Most Beautiful Places in Chicago, WTTW, where we look at industrial spaces that have been repurposed parks, because we forget, like, even right where we're sitting right now at WGN, looking out the window at the beautiful lakefront, right underneath us here was a giant railroad yard.
Right.
Right. And the whole north bank of the river where Trump Tower is, and where Marina City is, mm-hmm. was a railroad yard.
Oh, yeah.
The river itself was lined with docks and wharves, and you had big, you know,
very safe
ships
to swim in.
Oh, yeah,
very
right,
safe
exactly
to swim in.
So we had, you know, it was amazing how embedded in the city all these industrial areas were. So this landscape architect, Ernie Wong, who is a wonderful guy, just gives a beautiful interview in our show, was hired to convert the old Santa Fe Railroad Yard right along the river's edge in Chinatown into a park. Chinatown is a neighborhood that had no parks for generations. None. No open space.
Wow.
Children grew up in that neighborhood for generations without a park.
Wow.
And so he did this, sort of sculpted the landscape along the lakefront and used a lot of Chinese symbolism in the design. It's a wonderful place to go. And you can actually take a water taxi down to Chinatown from the Loop, which is really cool.
I've never taken a water taxi. My kids and I, my son and I, was like,
it's great.
We got to do this. Yeah,
it's absolutely great.
Yeah.
And in our show, Ernie talks about how the other thing that was interesting was that getting this job to design Ping Tom Park really allowed him to explore his own Chinese-American heritage. Yeah. He'd never been to China.
That's cool.
He was born here, never been to China. His father was from China. But he went to China in his 20s and was really, you know, kind of mind blown, and got an opportunity to explore some of that with Ping Tom Park in Chinatown. It is a must-see.
It's amazing.
I love how it's embedded in sort of old industrial Chicago with this big iron vertical lift bridge right along the river. Mm-hmm. You sometimes see a barge going by, and there's a big warehouse across the street. But then it's this, you know, crowded urban neighborhood of Chinatown with amazing restaurants.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Absolutely.
And then this beautiful park right along the river.
Which you have to go find next time I'm there. There's a couple other places. I'm a good Catholic boy. I know most of my churches in Chicago. Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica in Garfield Park. Never been there. Absolutely gorgeous. I've been in many basilicas in Chicago. That one was amazing.
Well, there are three.
Yeah. Tribune Tower. We were just talking, looking out the
where
window
you
over
used
here.
To work.
Where I used to work. But it's also, you know, they've added to the building. And we were just talking a little bit about the history of that because it's now very residential. But the one that always strikes me every time I go through the city, and everybody who's from out of town wants to see it, they just want to go by Marina City. They just do because it's so iconic mm-hmm. on the river. And if they saw The Hunter with Steve McQueen, if they've seen, you know, Ferris Bueller, Batman Begins, you know, it's in so many different movies and TV shows. It's so iconic. And my son always says to me, that's where I always dreamed to live. Like, I want to live in that building. That's the most iconic.
Very swanky, mid-century modern, yeah, those corncob shaped towers.
Yeah.
It's so of its time.
Yeah.
The other thing about Marina City that is so important is it was decades ahead of its time.
Oh.
So it comes from an era when...
What year was that? Do you remember?
Late 50s, early 60s.
Okay, that makes sense.
It comes from an era... Unfortunately, there's a little bit of... We're seeing a little of history repeating itself now where cities are really... having a hard time, you know, with COVID, people don't want to, and some, you know, worries about crime. Mm-hmm. People are not as excited about coming back into the city right now, which is tragic in my view,
mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking. But Marina City came from a time when we had, you know, white flight. The cities were hollowing out. People were fleeing to the suburbs. The architect Bertrand Goldberg was hired to... It was actually a union that hired him, basically the janitor's union, were seeing all their jobs leaving the city, and they wanted to, you know, to keep people and jobs in the city.
Yeah.
So the idea that you would live in the Loop or close to the Loop was unheard of at that time. And if you did live in the city, the idea that you would live along the river, the smelly, dirty sewage channel, shipping channel, was preposterous. So here's Bertrand Goldberg in the early 60s conceiving of people living right along the river in these swanky modern towers. And they often call it a city within a city. I almost think it's like a suburb within the city. If you look at it, it doesn't even line up with the street grid. It doesn't even line up with the street. Like, it's elevated up on a little bit of a platform.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sealed off from the city in a way.
Yeah.
That one of the buildings on the site, besides the corncob towers, is this big slab of an old office building that's now a hotel. That,
oh, yeah, right.
It's on the north side of the site.
Yeah.
That's almost like a wall against the near north side, which at that time was pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
So they, you know, he builds this wall against there, and then there's a movie theater, there was an ice skating rink, there were stores. Like, you could literally live your whole life there and never leave.
Amazing. Yeah.
You know, they were sort of building a fortress.
You know, there was a time, by the way, you mentioned something. There was a time that, you know, I didn't want to come down here either during certain times of day and during certain things that were happening in the city. But I love the city. I love being down here. I love being at the restaurants.
Absolutely.
I love looking at the architecture. People are going to come. I could see it a little bit already finally happening. But I know once we have a new mayor in place and we know what's happening in this city, I think we're going to be in a much better spot.
Well, I certainly hope so.
The most beautiful places in Chicago. Watch it now. WTTW.com/beautiful places. Take an audio tour with Jeffrey as you explore the city. You can find that there as well. And always love exploring our city with you, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thanks for being here. Absolutely. You're listening to 720 WGN.